Assalamu alaikum. Hajj is a manifestation of both Islam's social life and spirituality. Today we'll be noting down some quick lessons from Hajj. Hajj is an ancillary of Islam, meaning it's a furu'e deen, the practical rulings of Islam that every Muslim has an obligation to follow. It's an annual pilgrimage to Mecca which is performed in the month of Zilhijjah. Now Hajj is wajib on all Muslims at least once in their lifetime as long as they fulfill these three conditions. Number one, bulugh, puberty. Number two, aql, sanity. They should be sane, guys. And number three, istita'a, affordability. The religion of Islam is a glorious, majestic fusion of both political and spiritual spheres. And so Hajj has two basic foundations, unity and spirituality. The unity of Muslim nations is one of the two basic foundations of Hajj. When this foundation is combined with spirituality and remembering Allah, dhikr, it can enable Hajj to become an example of the verse, all might belongs to Allah and His Messenger and the believers. These two elements can make the Islamic nations attain the heights of honor and felicity. In Hajj, one of the most important issues is coexistence. People who do not know each other at all, people from different countries, cultures, ethnicities, and languages must live together. Let them stay away from intimate relations, foul language, and arguments during Hajj, the Holy Quran. This means that we don't have the right to fight each other or argue during Hajj. This is coexistence. This very issue, coexistence, is extremely important in itself. Where do all our problems in the world stem from today? All human beings' problems, not just Muslims. It's because we don't know how to live together. People act aggressively towards one another, inflict harm on each other. Hajj teaches us how to live together during a limited time. It sets an example on how we should live. Live simple, live happy. Ihram is the manifestation of living simply. In Ihram, nothing is extra. Clothes are only as much as needed to cover your body. This is living simply. Of course, it's not necessary to dress like this our entire lives and wear ihram clothes all the time, literally. But Hajj wants us to learn this way of life. It's similar to the previous issue, coexistence. If you look, you'll see that many miseries in the world stem from greed and luxurious lifestyles. A large amount of people's wealth is being spent on such things everywhere. But in Hajj, we are obliged to live simply. In other words, Hajj teaches us a lesson about lifestyle. Guys, if any of you plan on attending Hajj this year, may the bliss of this journey elevate your spirit. Make sure to pray for the reappearance of our Mawla and do remember us in your prayers. This has been Noteworthy, and I'll see you in the next episode wherever you are.